morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
Yes, they do. I got to disagree with you there, Jay. You can't throw that bomb at me right before we go on.
Sorry about that.
Evidently, Jay Gutentag, our female correspondent, has fired over that. She's taking umbrage with the fact that I say lesbians drive wagons.
Dude, lesbians don't roll in wagons, ever.
Tell you what,
jeez,
man.
John.
Driving wagons around. Where did you ever get that idea? I don't know. Martina Navratilova and every other lesbian has the
endorsing.
Outback. It became the car of choice for the lesbian community. Jay, please. Lesbians love the wagon. Love the wagon. I don't know why. But they started to remember for a while there in the early 2000s, maybe mid, 2005, they said out loud, the campaign we're doing is for lesbians.
Marketing like change. Yep.
They PR nano-focused on lesbians with the Subaru Outback. That's why. Jay, it's the Lesbaru. Like, it's well known. That's like a common nickname across the board. What is she missing? She didn't go to the last meeting. You've been missing the minutes, Jay. We got to read them back to you. Cause
tell you what, man.
What kind of cars do lesbians like?
I don't know. Let's see if she gets back to us in the meantime. I mean, there's a reason they call it the Forester, too.
Yeah. She's got to beat through all that bush to get to the good stuff. So that's another name for lesbians, the Forester. If I said the words right now, she's an Outback driver. Are you thinking, oh, she's got a car?
She's going to leave that car to her daughter.
Yeah, you don't think she has a man.
She might have a daughter still, Brady. Let's not get
it. It's going to last long because now it's a legacy. Now the Subaru commercials are all about, the car
lasts
forever.
When I say she's an Outback driver, you think, oh, she's got a girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That lady's an Outback driver. If you had your sister's hot. No.
Big fan of the Outback.
She's an Outback. She's a Subaru Outback haver. Oh, I get it. Sorry. Didn't mean to offend anybody. Jay Gutentag, I'm disappointed in your knowledge of self. I thought the day you came out, like Subaru dropped one off. My neighbor was an old crotchety lesbian.
You get employee pricing.
Now I got gays on one side. I had a lesbian there for a little while on the other side before the gays moved in. I replaced her with two gay guys. But she was evil, and she had that Subaru Outback. And then she'd have, like, these lesbian parties. Like, on Saturday, these old lesbians would come rolling up. There were, like, three or four Subaru Outbacks, and then, like, a Forester. And then one lady had, a big-ass, it was like a 75 K5 Blazer. It was the best-looking thing I've ever seen. Gets out, this 70-year-old lesbian climbs out. Always bringing, like, big plates of Snapper and cheese into the building.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, it was a theme.
Standard.
It was a theme party, I tell you. It's like you bring candles to the normal folk. The lesbians have Snapper parties.
Wind chimes everywhere.
Room doesn't smell like brown sugar and bourbon. It smells like fish and cheese. Anyway, it's time for Brady to entertain us all. And it's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And they told me yesterday, this is, by the way, Police Appreciation Week. So they'd like to say, from React Defense, to thank all the law enforcement officers that train there. There's a lot of them that train up there. And basically say thanks to the cops who have had an absolutely tough time of it here recently. And sometimes rightfully so. Most of the time, not so much. And we just lost an officer a week ago, and he had his Channel. Procession on Saturday, and it was very sad, miserable time. So tip your caps to the boys and girls who wear the blue and go places we won't go. There's a lot of them who train up there at Tactical Black, and a lot of the stuff they do is for police officers. Like the things I do is like, this is what we would teach the cops. Things like that, and you learn, you're like, my God, that 21-foot rule sits with me every time I start talking about it. You're in those perilous situations where the world's gone crazy and you don't know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are and they don't have any rules and you do. What's the best way to handle it? And that's what they teach you up there at React Defense. They go through all those steps and training. And just a quick thank you from the folks up there, the Ackerman family and all the trainers from React Defense who are huge in supporting the local police and also making it so if you need the police, you've done your part by defending yourself before things get really bad. A lot of weirdos out there. You want to be prepared, not paranoid, and this is the place to do it. Get yourself in great shape. Maybe you should take a couple classes, Brady, before the big Cuck versus Chunks race next week.
Summer Olympics.
Yeah, you go out there. The Summer Olympics. I have a feeling this is going to brew into about the, we do archery, and we'll have fun ones, too. I don't know who to put my eye on that one. I think you'd be pretty good at that, but I think Toledo has a natural penchant for archery because he's so boring.
Like growing up in Montana.
Yeah,
it's a Montana thing, too.
I think that's just in his blood. Yeah. I like your skill set there. Man, that's a tough bet.
I don't know.
Oof, I don't know. I don't
know if that's Toledo. A coin toss there.
All right, we'll do some archery, too. The summer games of Toledo versus Brady for no reason at all. The baster versus the bastard this summer. Anyway,
some
React
of the
defense.
Quickest sporting events ever.
Yeah, get Brady up there, and we'll get him all trained up. It'll take you about 6 days. You'll be in good shape, Brady. But you can get in amazing condition and learn a bunch of new things and defend yourself properly in case the world goes pear-shaped on you. They got you surrounded. Glendale, Chandler, and the home base up there in Phoenix, the House of Brews. It is reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black and TacticalBlackVault.com. Brady, entertain me.
Andrew McCarthy, when he was doing one of the spectacular movies, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
He had already signed up to do it, has the script and everything, reads the script on the plane flight over there to the set, and finds out, wait a minute, my guy kind of bails out. He's a wimpy character.
Right.
Because the original script had Molly Ringwald going off with Ducky.
With Ducky?
Yeah.
No.
And he's like, he calls his agent, says, I got to quit. You got to get me out of this film. I don't like the character.
Sure.
Because
he quits. So he gives up to the nerd.
His agent didn't get him out of the film. They film it. They go to the focus groups, the test crew to run the film. They hated the ending. So they agreed with McCarthy.
It would be terrible if she went with Ducky.
Yep.
Cryer doesn't get Ringwald in the end. If at the very least, nobody gets her, and she goes off with somebody else.
Yeah.
She ain't going to go with Ducky.
But again, the
Ducky
people wanted the
doofus.
Fairy tale.
Terrible. You don't know this movie at all, do you?
No.
Good man.
No, I'm a man.
Yeah, and you keep it that way.
I remember it vaguely.
Had a strange crush on Molly Ringwald through the 80s, and I still can't figure out why until she did that movie in the 90s where she finally took her shirt off. And I'm like, that's why I like her. Magnificent Upper Deck.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Molly Ringwald, it was a baseball movie where she tried to kill a prospect. She was like a murderer, so she seduced him. And she gets on a boat and starts riding him. I'm like, Ringworm.
Sinatra's niece.
Ringworm is hot. Is that what it was called?
No. I think she wasn't she related to Sinatra?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I never heard that one.
Me neither. That's new.
Yeah, let's pull out the cans.
They were on the get on the yacht scene.
All right, hang on.
She rides the dude on a yacht.
Talked about Toledo growing up in Montana. Well, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez spent a weekend at Montana.
No, they're back together.
Just hanging out. They're just day hanging out.
You got to get the video of it. Because that's just giving her a nice thing. But she does,
I don't think it'll give me a video just because of our
she does some riding.
Limited.
Because I always kind of wondered, why is she the prom queen at the Breakfast Club? I didn't think, and then I started to think, why do I have a thing for her? And you watch that scene and you're like, oh, Molly. Everything's better when Molly's around.
Hmm. Tom Arnold's sister, Lori. Was a major meth dealer in the Midwest. In fact, she
Whose
was
sister?
Tom Arnold.
Oh. Well, that's how I got, you know, I used to always do that, too.
They nicknamed her the Queen of Meth. At one point, she was earning up to $200,000 a week.
Jeez.
And now there's a documentary coming out on her, the Discovery Plus, called Queen of Meth.
Whoa.
Tom is actually trying to get a scripted series about Lori. Going and he'd like Margot Robbie to play her.
So would I.
She'd be great to play my sister.
Yeah, I agree.
She's a badass.
I agree completely. If you can get her on the screen real quick,
put her on anything. Doesn't
matter.
As a
meth dealer,
good casting.
Probably had some questionable morals, and maybe her shirt fell off now and again. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Jeff Bezos is building a yacht that's so big it needs a support yacht,
or it tips over.
It's a 500-footer. Well, he's spending $500 million on this 420-foot-long yacht. It's
cruise ship.
Has three huge masts, so there's no helipad. So you need the backup yacht.
Oh, for the helicopters.
For all the other toys.
Well, sure. It's a toy hauler for his yacht. I want to understand that world. I just do.
There's a 38-year-old guy named William James Walker in Orange Park, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville. Last month, he stole a trailer from a parking lot outside of the Days Inn. Inside the trailer was about $12,000 worth of Leonard Skinner memorabilia.
Oh, man, there's $12,000. That's a pyramid size. $12,000 of Skinner memorabilia.
The stuff was being massive. Going to be sold at a cancer charity benefit in honor of Jimmy Van Zandt. Most valuable item in the trailer was a 1957 Les Paul guitar.
$12,000 of Leonard Skinner material is the size of Bezos' boat. Like, what could you have other than the members' bodies valued at $12,000?
Well, that Les Paul.
Sure, but Les Paul, that's not because it's Skinner.
That's probably the one item.
You say his hat? Yeah.
A lot of hats.
No, just
autographed.
Ronnie's hat, right? Yeah, that's the only one. That might be worth $3,000 or $4,000. Outside of that, you better have six of those hats because guitar picks and guitars are just going to be the same value as guitar picks and guitars.
Maybe there's some whiskey bottles in there, some brand new cars.
All right, settle down.
I knew that was coming.
There's $12,000 of merchandise at Guitar Center. That's the exact same stuff, equal value. You throw the hat in, I'll give you an extra $3,000, but that's a lot of Skinner money. We got about $12,000 worth of Leonard Skinner material. Where? Back of these 14 pickup trucks? Like, man, that's a lot of stuff.
I'll leave you with this one.
All right.
If you ever join Alice Cooper's band, go on tour with him.
Good chance of that.
Promises three things. He says you're going to get to see the world, you're going to get paid well, and you're going to get stitches.
Oh, he's going to punch me?
Got a lot of switchblades and swords on stage. Man. And every member of the band so far has gotten stitches because they've
tried to kill themselves.
Nicked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He almost hung himself in one of the concerts.
Almost. We were almost done with it. We're almost finished with this whole thing. And what a shame. I imagine there's a lot of stitches in the Alice Cooper band. It's usually wrist and neck is what I'm thinking. Oops, it looks Alice. I cut myself on the thing on the
same
wall again.
Spot.
Seems like I keep opening this vein. Oh, well. By the way, we have got to come up with apologizing thing. Saturday Night Live is already having to apologize for something they did Saturday. There's something now new called the AAVE.
The hell's that?
The African American Vernacular English. They did a sketch called the Gen Z Hospital, which was horrible. And they used slang like bestie, no cap, go off king, and sis. And it was mostly all white people. They had one... Ego Modem was the black cast member in it. But they said that it steals. Somebody said, love the relabeling of AAVE to a few associated black phrases. Love to see the erasure of my culture in real time. And then somebody says, I like how we've now reduced Gen Z language because of those who have any knowledge about it just feel gross about this mockery of blacks. Michael Che from Saturday Night Live has come out and said, wow, I wrote the sketch. It bombed. I didn't realize we were misappropriating AAVE. In fact, I had to look up what that was, and it turns out it's the acronym we blacks have been using for years. You know, AAVE, the old black saying that black people use in conversation all the time. He goes, my sketch bombed. I'm used to that, but I didn't mean to offend the AAVEs. I love the AAVEs. You got to apologize to stuff you didn't know existed the day before.
They should apologize for that entire hour and a half that I wasted.
Oh, it was a terrible episode.
Ridiculous.
And you waste this big moment, too, because the world was watching.
Yeah.
Everybody was interested. Terrible. That's it. We're done. It's 10:17 already. We're overtime for
so
God's
Saturday
sake.
Night Live.
Let's get the hell out of here. That's been done for a while. There you go. That's it. Larry's coming up next. So long!
It's out of control now. 98. Okay.